Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Oh my goodness, y'all. If the Lord came through for you, I just want you to give God a hand clap of praise right now because he is worthy. He is forever faithful. He is just amazing. He is wonderful. He is excellent. He is everything good. Everything good. And we just thank God for coming through for us just in time. Even if we feel like God has not come through for us yet, we got to praise him for what he has come through for us on, what he is currently doing. Even if we can't see it, he is always working behind the scenes for us. And we got to praise God for coming through for us in the future. Praise God in advance. He is worthy. And so one of the things that song said, I got to get into it because I see it in the chat. And the part that got me was, no matter how long it takes, God will always, always come through. God will always make a way. No matter how long it takes, God is going to make a way. All you got to do is wait. And that's exactly what we have to do in this season, in every season of our lives. I don't know where you're at in your career, where you're at in your business, where you're at just in life in general, but we are always going through somewhat of a waiting season. And so if we could learn to just wait well, if we could do that, if we could learn to just wait well and trust that no matter how long it takes, God is going to make a way. He is going to make a way. God makes a way out of no way. Meaning, what does that mean? I mean, we say that. We say, God, you can make a way out of no way. Yes, yes, yes. But do you really believe that? Well, that means when we say God can make a way out of no way, we ain't in the back of our head calculating like, oh, well, it could be this way. It could be that way, da, 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 da. No, we are fully trusting that God will make a way out of no way, meaning he can do what above, exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. So you might see something or a way forward, but trust and believe God's way forward is better than what we have ever imagined or think. So I just encourage you this morning to rely fully on God, to truly trust that he will make a way out of no way, right? Make a way out of no way. Yes, yes. And so we just thank God this morning for breathing breath down our lungs. We just thank God this morning for allowing us to wake up this morning. Yes, allowing us to wake up this morning. I don't know about you, but every single day, I do not take for granted that the Lord has touched me. And so it's to wake me up again, to start another day, to start a new day, another chance to praise the Lord, another chance to get it right with the Lord, to walk in purpose. So I thank God for waking us up. Meaning, I thank God for you who are listening. Like, you're not on this prayer call just for nothing. You're not just listening to me just talk and blah, 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 blah for nothing. You are here because you are thirsting for God. You are here because you are hungry for God, and you are wanting to get in, to come into a better relationship with God. So I just thank God for that. I thank God for your hunger. I thank God for your thirst, always thirsting on his word. So yes, we just praise God for that this morning. Yes, I see in the chat, hand claps of praise always. He is a way maker. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, with tears in my eyes. Yes, yes. Yes, God is faithful, 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 faithful. And so let's get into it this morning. So this past weekend, my daughter, she celebrated her last day of school. So, you know, we had to do a little celebration. She wanted to go to the movies. And the movie that she chose to go see with a friend was entitled Inside 2. Inside too. If you're a parent up here of a young toddler or a young child, you probably know this movie, okay? And so I'm sitting in the movie theaters, and I'm like, all right, you know, it's gonna be a child movie, but who knows? Every time you go to the movies, to a child movies, there's always an underlying message. There's always an underlying message, and let me tell you. That message in Inside 2, I was like, y'all about to make me run through this theater, okay? I said, this message is too good, too juicy. I was like, these kids ain't gonna understand it, but God, I thank you for allowing me to open my spiritual eyes. So I encourage you, if you have not seen it, go see it. You're gonna want to see it after this, what I share with you. But go see it and say, God, please open my spiritual eyes when I'm watching this, and share with me what you are trying to tell me in this season. But the character in Inside 2, that I'm not going to say this character was my favorite, but this is the character that we got to talk about, because it's too many of us that have this, and it must be shut down. It literally must be shut down, okay? And the character in Inside 2 we're going to talk about this morning is anxiety. Anxiety. Anxiety in that movie was a whole character. A whole character, meaning anxiety had its own personality. Anxiety was doing the most. Anxiety was trying to take over. I don't want to share with you the whole movie, but long story short, anxiety did take over for a moment. Anxiety took over for a moment. And guess what? Anxiety got out of control. Anxiety got all the way out of control and had to solicit the help of other emotions to get her under control. Woo. I say woo because it was so good. Anxiety was all, it was just taking over. And so that leads me to the scripture that I want to discuss this morning, and it was confirmed yesterday, actually, that this is the message that I need to share with you all. So 1 Peter 5:7, we are very familiar with that scripture, and that states, cast your cares, or cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Again, that's 1 Peter 5:7. It states, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And so, oh yes, I'm gonna go to someone in the chat said, I knew you was going to pick that character. Joy spoke a word and had to stop. Yes. So Joy in the movie is like the main emotion that is in control of everybody. So it's in control of anger, it's in control of anxiety, it's in control of embarrassment. It's you got to watch the movie. I don't want to give too much away, but Joy spoke a word to anxiety, and let me tell you, anxiety was got it all the way together and realized that she couldn't take over. She could not take over. And so I want to encourage you all this morning to read into 1 Peter 5:7, which states, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And then I want to share with you an excerpt within my devotional that was lit. Like, this is a daily devotional that I receive in my email. Okay. Every day. It don't matter. Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm getting this daily email. And the verse, 1 Peter 5:7, was the verse yesterday in it. So that was just confirmation for me to share this story with you and talk about anxiety. But I really want to share this excerpt with you because of that devotional, because it's really answering a lot of questions, and it shares with you on things on how to handle anxiety. Okay. And so it says, in a word that often equates, I'm sorry, in a world that often equates worry with responsibility, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the weight of our anxieties. But 1 Peter 5:7 offers a liberating truth. Letting go and trusting God isn't a sign of weakness. It's the ultimate act of faith. I gotta say that part again. It says, letting go and trusting God isn't a sign of weakness. It's the ultimate act of faith. And I'm gonna pause right quick because I want that to sink in. I really want that to sink in and help you to understand that when we operate in when we operate with a mindset of trusting God, we must always see that as the ultimate flex. The ultimate flex, not a sign of weakness, but an ultimate flex of our muscles. And this is the faith muscle I'm talking about. An ultimate flex of our faith muscle. It is not a sign of weakness. It is the ultimate act of faith, or the ultimate flex of our what muscle? The faith muscle. And so it goes on to talk about in the devotional, imagine your worries as stones in a backpack you've been carrying. It says, imagine your worries as stones in a backpack you've been carrying. The Lord just downloaded this in my spirit. It's not even in the devotional, but the stones that you are carrying, just let them go. Just let them go. Let them go. Let them fall out of your backpack. They're weighing you down. They are weighing you down. And I know somebody felt that. I know somebody feels that right now. There are stones. Like, I don't know if you all know what stones are. I don't want to say for granted that you do. But they are big pieces of rock. Big pieces of rock. And imagine a big piece of rock on your back. Do you not know how heavy that is? Do you not know how heavy that is in the physical? So imagine you carrying around these stone, mental stones, and they're weighing you down. They're weighing you down. You're wondering why you feel the way you do. And you're wondering why there is a mist of confusion in your head. And you're wondering why you can't get the clarity that you need. And it's because of these physical stones, yes, maybe, but the mental stones, let them go and let God be God. Okay. Let them go and let God be God. And so it goes on to say in the devotional, each stone represents a different anxiety, a financial burden, a relationship strain, a fear for the future. How many of y'all can really relate to that? It says each stone represents a different anxiety, a financial burden, a relationship strain, a fear for the future. And then it says casting your anxieties on God means taking each stone out. It says take each stone out, name it, and placing it in his capable hands. I'm going to say that again, because this is what I'm going to encourage you all to do and challenge you all to do this week. To cast your anxieties on God. And what that specifically means is taking each stone out of that backpack, each stone out of your mind, like the mental stones got to go. The mental stones have to go. They must be taken out. They must be named, and you place them in God's capable hands, fully surrendering your problems, whatever it is that's weighing you down, whatever it is that's got you feeling dysfunctional, defeated, whatever it is that's got you feeling like you're literally powerless, let it be known that you may feel powerless, but guess who is powerful? Your God, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He got up with what? All power, not some power. He got up with all power in his hands, all power in his hands. Okay, so he could do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think or imagine. He can do it for us, and he's done it for us. He has done it for us before, and surely he can do it for us again, bigger, better than we what? Can ever think or imagine. I know I sound like a broken record, but if I sound like a broken record, let that be the word for you. Let that be the word that stays on repeat. Let that be the word that stays on repeat in your mind and replaces those stones of anxiety with that word. Because this is the thing, we have to replace anxiety with a peace and expectation, right? When we submit our anxieties to the Lord, when we submit those stones to the Lord, the financial burdens, the fear of the future to the Lord, we are really exchanging the anxiety for a sense of peace, a sense of trust, and knowing that God is going to come through for us. Well, this is what we said in the beginning. This is what we shared in the beginning. We said, what God can come through for us. He will make a way out of no way. Out of no way. And so I just want to encourage you all this morning. Yes, yes. He said he came through. He comes through. Yes, God comes through for us. Period. That's all. Yes. God comes through and will come through. He came through. He has come through, and he will come through for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right. So I pray that message really penetrated your heart. I really pray that you are challenged this week to let the stones go. To let the stones go. Let the stones go. And let God be God this week. And let God blow your mind this week. I just feel that God's going to blow your mind. God is going to blow your mind with an unexpected blessing, with the unexpected phone call of good news. Let's just get a real joy in our heart for the good news. And this is not to pump you up or anything, but this is just to share with you that it's going to come through for you. It's going to come through for you. For you. And I just declare and decree right now that God will just blow your mind and really, really do what he has said he would do and fulfill his promises to you. Fulfill his promises to you. God don't just fulfill a promise and by just doing something for you like in a day or a week, but God will fulfill his promises for you throughout a lifetime. Throughout your lifetime. Okay? So even if God does answer a prayer for you this week, trust and believe he can answer a prayer for you next week, the week after, the year after, the decade after, okay? Let it be a thing like, God, I know I'm going to go. I just declare and decree that I'm going to go from glory to glory to glory. Glory to glory to glory. That don't mean you're not going to go through things. Let's just be clear. That don't mean we're not going to be tested and tried. That doesn't mean that is not going to happen. It don't mean you're not going to go through the fire. But what it means is that you're not just going to go through alone. You're going to go through with God. And you're going to come out on the other side looking like ain't nothing ever happened. Ooh. Ooh, I'm excited. Yes. You're going to come out looking like nothing ever happened. What? You're going to come out looking like nothing ever happened. People are going to have to literally look at you and like, you went through what? So-and-so did what to you? So-and-so, what happened? What? And it's going to be an ultimate testimony. An ultimate testimony that is going to ultimately draw people closer to God. And so that is what I just pray for each one of our lives, honestly, is that whatever we go through, we don't go through it alone. We understand that God is in the midst of it. I don't care how hot the fire is, how fiery it is. God is in the midst of it. And I just declare and decree that we will come out of it like nothing ever happened. Nothing ever happened. No smoke, no nothing. No nothing. But a good old testimony. But a good old testimony, like, look at God. Yes, yes, yes. All right, you all. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for their gifts. I ask that you constantly stir our gifts up, God. Stir the gifts up on the inside, God, and give us the boldness to execute on whatever it is that you have called us to do in your great earth. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for our paths, the directions that you are trying to take us along, Lord. Whatever that is holding us up from receiving the clarity we need, God, we ask that you come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cast out all our anxieties into you. Cast all our anxieties towards you, Lord, for we know that you care for us, God. So God, we just thank you for constantly allowing us to surrender, because surrendering takes courage. So I thank you for the courage to surrender our burdens to you, the courage to just believe and trust that you will come through in the nick of time, and that you are making a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you in advance for the positions that you're going to place us in within our careers, for the positions you're going to place us in within our businesses. Thank you, God, for the divine encounters. Thank you, God, for the divine encounters. Yes, I keep saying that because I just thank God for each and every one of us, the people that we interact with. I thank you for the conversations that we're going to have with them this week, whether it's going to be in an interview, whether it's going to be in a business transaction, a personal transaction that we're doing. Thank you, God, for allowing your favor to reign upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for your mercy, your grace. God, we thank you for it all. We thank you, God. We are so thankful for you just being in the midst, God. We thank you for a mindset of peace. God, only the peace that you can only give us. Your word says that you give us peace that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. And your word says that you will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever think or imagine. So God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a blessed and wonderful work week and accept the challenge. Accept the challenge to take those stones of anxiety out of the backpack, okay? And let go and let God do his thing. Okay? All right, y'all. Have a wonderful work week. And I'll catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.